The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today we're going to be talking about the Cancer Services Program of the Hudson Valley. Our guest is Sarah Hodgson. She's Regional Director of Cancer Services Program of the Hudson Valley, and she also oversees the Open Door Family Medical Center's school-based health programs. And to these roles, she brings a Master's of Public Health degree from New York University, and 18 years of healthcare operations experience dismantling barriers to care faced by disenfranchised individuals living in under-resourced areas. So, Sarah, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you for having me, Vincent. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you. So, Sarah, let's start with the basics. Tell us about the Cancer Services Program of the Hudson Valley. How did it come into being? How is it funded? And what does it do?
The Cancer Services Program is a state-funded program. It is available across New York State. And the Cancer Services Program of the Hudson Valley covers the seven counties of the Hudson Valley: Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, Westchester, and, of course, Ulster as well. The purpose of the program is to cover the cost of breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for people who do not have health insurance or whose health insurance doesn't cover the costs of these screening services. And people are eligible if they live in New York State, and no residency proof is required, but they have to live in New York State. And they have to not have health insurance or otherwise not be able to cover the costs of these really important screenings.
Mm-hmm. And does it focus on any particular age group or demographic other than income qualified?
Yes, the CSP, we call it CSP, but Cancer Services Program covers the cost of breast and cervical cancer screenings starting typically at age 40 for individuals who have average risk for breast or cervical cancer, and covers the cost of colorectal cancer screening starting at age 45. This used to be 50. Everybody knew colorectal screening is due at 50, but it was recently lowered to 45, and Cancer Services Program will cover those costs for patients at average risk starting at 45.
Mm-hmm. And why are cancer screenings so important? I mean, the answer may be obvious, but maybe not. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. For these three types of cancer screening, so a screening is a test that's done when you're feeling well, when you don't have symptoms. And we know that if you receive these screening tests before any symptoms develop, if cancer is caught, it will be caught earlier, pre-symptoms, so in the screening phase, and that cancers caught earlier are much easier to treat with a better success rate. We can even catch pre-cancers, which means that we can prevent cancer from developing. It would mean particularly with colorectal cancer. A colonoscopy, yes, it's a screening test and procedure, but during that screening test, the doctor can remove precancerous polyps. And if the polyps are removed when they're precancerous, that means they haven't yet developed into cancer. So we can actually prevent cancer through these screening services.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, how many diseases are entirely preventable? And that's definitely one of them, which really—
For sure. And cervical cancer as well.
Yeah. So it really begs the question of why would people not want to get these screenings? But maybe you can help answer that. Why are people reluctant in some cases?
Certainly cost. Absolutely cost. Even health insurance doesn't necessarily cover all of the costs of all of these services, even if you have really good health insurance. And if you don't, it makes a lot of sense that you'd be very worried about the cost of the doctor's visit, of the tests, of the lab work, of everything that can come next. And that's why the Cancer Services Program is so meaningful and important, because not only the cost of the test is covered, but the cost of the doctor's visit where you need to get the test, The cost of the doctor's visit where the prescription is written for a mammogram is covered in addition to the mammogram. If one of the screening tests has an abnormal result, which requires then diagnostic follow-up, so something is found that looks concerning for cancer, then there are diagnostic tests that need to occur. Sometimes that would include a surgical or partial surgical procedure to do a biopsy, which requires lab work of the specimen that's removed for the biopsy. All of those services are covered as well. And so the individual who's engaged in the cancer services program doesn't need to worry that there's going to be some abnormal result, which will result in more services, which could result in a bill. The bill will never be sent to the patient who's engaged with the cancer services program because all of those diagnostic services are covered. And I do think that that's really one of the worries that everybody has when they go to the doctor. Okay, what's going to come next? And what's the bill going to look like? And how many bills am I going to receive from how many providers? And the answer when it comes to these cancer screenings is that you won't receive a bill when you sign up for this program. The costs are covered. Certainly, people are also afraid about the results. And that's where I would really say that for colorectal and cervical cancer, so much of the time, cancer can be prevented. And for breast cancer found early is very treatable. And so we would encourage people who are at 40 with average risk to come to their medical provider or to call the cancer services program and to ask for assistance connecting with a provider who accepts the cancer services program, who's credentialed with our program so they can begin getting these screenings as soon as they become eligible. And if you are younger than 40, and you have a concerning personal or family history of cancer, you can also reach out to our program, and there may be times when we can cover screenings at an earlier age than even 40. Mm-hmm.
And so you mentioned earlier that the eligibility requirement is that someone be uninsured, but what if they're underinsured? Like, because you mentioned
so they
all
also
of these
may be eligible.
Really? Okay.
If they have insurance that doesn't cover the cost of screenings, then they'd be eligible. If they have insurance that covers the cost of screenings, but there may be a deductible, and usually this comes into play if someone has a screening and there's an abnormal result and some follow-up care is needed, some diagnostic services are needed, that's typically where the deductible comes into play. And in that case, the cancer services program also can help. So sometimes people are able to enroll with our program after they've started the screening process and the screenings are covered, but then they need to have some sort of diagnostic service. And that's when they can enroll with us and we can talk with them about what the cancer services program can cover.
Mm-hmm. And so you would think that insurance companies would encourage getting these types of things, these screenings, right? Because eventually they're going to be liable one way or the other. So why wouldn't they want to just reduce their liability by helping people get preventative screenings that can possibly avoid much more costly treatment later on?
I think almost all insurance plans cover the screenings. It's the other services. When you go down the road into surgeries, MRIs, some of the other diagnostic services that are not fully covered, or that the patient needs to meet their deductible before they start to be covered by an insurance company. That's, you know, the cancer services program isn't an insurance company. And so we work very differently. We don't have deductibles that anyone needs to meet. There's no costs to the patient for the services that are covered by the cancer services program. But certainly if someone has health insurance, and they're concerned about their deductible, or they're concerned that one of the costs is not going to be covered, then I would encourage them to call us, and we can talk with them about their plan and what may be available to them.
Now, do people have to go to their primary care provider first and then get authorization in order to be eligible?
So there are providers across this region who are part of the cancer services program. They are known as our credentialed providers, and they include primary care providers, federally qualified health centers and other community health centers. And that is where patients go to become enrolled in cancer services program, to be screened for eligibility, and to receive the start of the screening services. So that's typically where a patient would go to get cervical cancer screenings, which is typically a PAP, an HPV test, as part of their gynecological services. That is where they might have a physical exam where, if they have any concerns in their breasts, they could ask the provider, their medical provider, what next steps they would need to have. And it's also where they could be given what's called a FIT kit, which is a take-home fecal kit that they would return and would then be sent to a laboratory for processing. And that's the beginning of the colorectal screening process.
Got it. And so do folks have to pay something first and get reimbursed, or does the bill just go directly to cancer services and you pay directly?
The screening visit is covered by the cancer services program.
Entirely. Great. Sounds like a really great program. We want to learn some additional details. This is really terrific. First, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do
it if you try. And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about the Cancer Services Program of the Hudson Valley. Our guest is Sarah Hodgson. She is the Regional Director of the Cancer Services Program. So, Sarah, before the break, we were talking about some of the preventative tests and screenings that people can get, and what might cause some hesitation. And one of the things that popped out here was, you know, people might thinking that maybe, well, these tests are scary. You know, I'm in an unknown environment. Do they hurt? What's going to happen if I have if something comes up, then what? Can you take us down that road a little bit?
Sure. I know that going to the doctor can be very scary for many people. It can be anxiety producing. You may have had a bad experience in the past. And some of these tests can be uncomfortable. They shouldn't be painful. And if they are painful, then they should be fast and something that you can talk to the medical provider about ahead of time to make sure that you're ready and that you're as comfortable as you can be. Programs like CSP, like the Cancer Services Program, provide support services that can help remove some of the barriers and provide a lot of information to alleviate anxiety. So if an individual who has become enrolled in the cancer services program has the screening test, something comes back abnormal, they're not just handed a piece of paper with a referral on it to go and make their own appointments and manage the rest on their own. We have case managers, care managers on our team who can guide anyone who needs additional services, diagnostic services, other tests, other procedures that can guide them through that process. They can offer transportation assistance, for example. They can talk to you about what it's going to be like to go to this particular facility or hospital, what you should bring with you, how you should prepare. They will check in with you afterward to say, did you understand what the doctor told you after the fact? Did you want to ask me any questions that I can then pass along to the doctor? Did you receive some paperwork? Did that make sense to you? So a lot of the confusion that can come with these, with medical services that are very complex can be alleviated by the extra supports available in our program. It's not just about paying for the cost of the services, although that's very, very important. Maybe the top most important thing that we can do, but it's also that we have a team of people who are very knowledgeable about this process and about the options, about the barriers, who can help patients to get the services that they need and understand what the next steps will need to be, to know what to expect, et cetera.
That's really great to be able to have that kind of wraparound support, that especially with this topic. You know, people just get scared at the word, you know, sometimes. It's so
absolutely,
it's great that you have that support. So if someone has a family history of cancer, should they is there more impetus to get screenings, and how do you, is that part of your intake interview process when people come in?
Yes. So when the way that a patient typically gets involved in the cancer services program, so they're going to go to a primary care provider. And if they go to one that is a credential provider with the cancer services program, so in Ulster, this could include Sun River Health. They have many locations across the Hudson Valley. They provide primary care services. And a patient may go to Sun River Health for their annual physical exam or for one particular type of care. And the provider there may say, oh, I see that you recently, for example, for a woman recently turned 40, did you know that starting at 40, we do breast cancer screenings and cervical cancer screenings? And I see that you don't have insurance, and there is a program called the Cancer Services Program that could cover the cost of these services. Do you want to find out if you're eligible? And that's typically how I would say the majority, although not all, of the patients who then become engaged with this program really hear about this for the first time. And then Sun River Health and the other federally qualified health centers and the other community health centers have patient navigators who do the full eligibility screening, and they do the enrollment, and then they give this each patient more information, what's next, what are the services that are covered, and potentially help as well scheduling an appointment for a mammogram, for example. So that's typically how people get involved. The cancer services program does encourage people to start getting screening at 21 for cervical cancer, for example. It's just that this program only starts covering the cervical cancer screenings at age 40, and breast at age 40 as well, and then colorectal at age 45. But when the patient is engaging with their medical provider about what screenings they may be eligible for, the medical provider is going to be doing an assessment of risk at the same time. And they will ask questions about family history, about personal history, about medical history that could impact the patient's risk. And if that patient has factors in their life that could make them at higher risk, then they may need earlier screenings, they may need more frequent screenings, or they may need additional tests to try and catch cancer early or to prevent cancer altogether.
So an example of that would be maybe if someone's a smoker, right? Which is
sure,
right?
That so definitely is part of the risk screening.
Mm-hmm. And just so our listeners know, when Sarah mentioned Sun River and the other federally qualified health clinics, those are set up, they're funded by the federal government to provide comprehensive health care services, maybe not so much in the specialties, but certainly primary care for individuals on an ability to pay basis. So whether you're insured or non-insured or partially insured, they will make it work for you.
But if you need other services, other medical services, federally qualified health centers are required to have a sliding fee scale. And so if you go in, so the Cancer Services Program is really concerned with cancer screening and prevention services and diagnostic services. But if you don't feel well and you go into a federally qualified health center for a sick visit and you don't have health insurance, they will offer you the opportunity to attest to your income, and they will show you what's called a sliding fee scale, which is basically a grid showing you how much different services will cost depending on your income.
Mm-hmm. And folks don't have to go through a federally qualified clinic, just to be sure. They can just to be
right. If you go to your own primary care doctor, if you have a private doctor, but you don't have health insurance, you don't have full health insurance coverage for screenings, you may speak with your doctor and they may say, oh, you've turned 45 and you may need a colonoscopy. You can then call our toll-free number, which is 855-277-4482, and ask about whether you're eligible for the cancer services program. So your doctor may have already, for example, written your prescription for your mammogram, but you don't have coverage, health insurance coverage for the mammogram. We can enroll you at that point in the process as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you would, just walk our listeners through the process from beginning with they contact you what are the steps?
So if they call that number, then the first thing that we're probably going to ask them is, where do you live? Do you already have primary care? If they do not yet have a primary care provider, or if their primary care provider isn't able to help them with these screenings, then we will help to connect them with a health center where they can get these screenings done and that do participate in the cancer services program so that the costs are going to be covered. And then they will be, if they would like to just enroll in the CSP over the phone because they'd like to continue going to their own primary care provider, or they're at the stage in the process where they're ready to go for their mammogram, they've already had that initial visit, then we can enroll them on the phone. So that means that we would screen them for eligibility, make sure that they are eligible, that they do live in New York State, that they live in one of the counties that are covered by the Hudson Valley CSP. That they don't have health insurance, that they are the appropriate age to begin the screening services. And then we will take a bunch of their demographic information for the enrollment paperwork. We'll fill that out and we will make sure that they have an appointment scheduled. They'll have to then sign a consent form, which is typically done at the doctor's office that's in credentialed with CSP, or at the health center that's credentialed with CSP. But if we're doing the enrollment over the phone, we will mail them a consent form and they can mail it back to us. And then they will go for their services. If they need a mammogram and cervical cancer screenings and a FIT kit for their colorectal cancer screening, then they will complete those services. And that may be it. If one of the results is abnormal, then we will receive the abnormal result and we will make sure that they're connected to whatever services they need next so that they can complete this process of the screening diagnostic services.
So, Sarah, in about the 1 minute we have left, tell us that phone number again to reach the program and maybe the website as well.
Sure. The phone number is 855-277-4482, and that's the best way to reach us.
Terrific. And what a great program. So listeners, folks out there, for yourself or your family or friends, anyone you know that's uninsured, underinsured, that really wants to get cancer screenings, which are, you know, really important for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer, this program can really help. Sarah, thank you so much for the work that you and your colleagues do. It's really valuable to our community.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. Thank you. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.